I can remember back when I was in high school, for instance, that teachers would give extra credit points for coming to ball games or coming to the school play. And that had been a very traditional way of learning, not just the extra credit, but all of those things where you graded students on participation and behavior, very subjective measures. When we put a grade on a transcript for a student and send a student's transcript to a college, essentially the school is saying that the student, if they get an A or a B in that course, that they are competent in that specific material and have mastered that material. So standards-based grading is moving away from all the other hodgepodge factors that we have in grading, taking out all of those and strictly grading a student based on their standards attainment.
So what did you learn through your studies? What would surprise me?
I found some things that from the less complex statistical analysis that I thought was pretty powerful. And first of all, in the 11 high schools, I took a look at every student, specifically in Algebra 2, and we focused in on Algebra 2, I did in my portion of the capstone, but every student who got an A or a B in Algebra 2. The prior year, before project proficiency in these 11 schools, I would think that anybody would say that a student who got an A or a B in the project proficiency course, that would correlate to a high score on the state assessment. That the state assessment, the KCCT math assessment, measures a student's ability in a few other areas, but namely Algebra 2. And so an A or a B should correlate pretty closely with how the student does. And I found that not to be true prior to project proficiency. So out of an approximate 500 students who got an A or a B in Algebra 2 prior to project proficiency, only about 25% of them got a proficient or a distinguished on the KCCT math assessment. When we went to project proficiency, which was standards-based grading, grading students specifically on standards, we had a few more A's, about 550 students got an A or a B, but 55% of those students got a proficient or a distinguished on the KCCT assessment. So over double the amount of students who got A's or B's got a proficient or a distinguished.
Was this true across all 11 schools? Maybe not the specific jump. I mean, this sounds like an average, but was there any school that didn't see a huge gain like this?
One thing we did with this, all 11 schools saw significant gains in their math. One of the parts of this, we did not delineate between schools, so our test subjects became all the students together. An interesting part of that, a control group that I did use, the same students who tested in Algebra 2, who had project proficiency in math, I also looked at their science scores. So the very same students did not have project proficiency in science that year. And I found that the correlation between A's and B's and proficiency on the KCCT science fell back to about 24%. So the same students took math and science, project proficiency in math, non-project proficiency in science. My contention was that the standards-based grading led to at least one of the factors, and that's the one that I pinpointed, that the standards-based grading led to a significant jump in math. It did not in science. So those same students who took math did not see that same increase in proficient and distinguished scores.